So what I wanted to talk about is a gift, and our Heavenly Father has given us the greatest gift of all. And, you know, Christmas is a very exciting time of year with presents, family gatherings, food, desserts, but it's so much more than that, and all you guys here know that. But there was this one Christmas Eve, a little girl went to church, and she was so excited because after the Christmas Eve service, they all gathered around the tree every year. And last year, she had gotten a baby doll. And so she was so excited and anticipating what she was going to get this year. And she went out after the service, and they gather around the tree, and everyone, she was the last one, and there was one gift left. She was all excited, went to open it, and just tears started going down her face because it was empty. There was nothing in the box. And so someone had played an awful trick on her, and she just cried and cried, and who would really do that and play a mean trick on her? So each and every day, we are actually from the world given gifts, and they tell us that even though the names and situations may be different, the results are the same. Usually it's just an empty box. You know, they promise wealth and fame, happiness, relationships, pleasure, success, wealth, and usually they have it wrapped up in a nice wrapped box with a beautiful bow on it, and then usually what happens is we open it and we become very disappointed, and it's usually false. Like, we can't get those things from the world, and we have high expectations. And we look inside, and what do we find? An empty box, just like that little girl did. There's no hope, no joy, no life, fame, wealth, relationship, success, or happiness in that box. Just huge tears of heartbreak running down our face over and over again from the world. And the world does this to each and every one of us. And have you guys ever opened a box like that and found that it was just empty? And people tell you that they have this gift for you, and it's really just not full of hope at all. Now, over 2,000 years ago, an angel from God appeared and said to several shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." The birth of Jesus is such good news, and it was the good news that that there is a much greater gift giver than anyone in the whole world, and that is the ultimate present. The greatest gift of all is Jesus. The gift is so precious because he lives, and we don't have to be afraid. The gift wasn't just for the shepherds back 2,000 years ago. It really is for us now. And you know how a diamond has many facets? When you look at it, there's so many different facets. And the gift of God is also full of just different facets. So today we're going to talk about three of them. The clothes. When the baby, when he was born, Mary and Joseph just took shreds of cloth. So, you know, in the movies and the in shows, they show that this nice cloth was, this baby was wrapped up in this nice cloth, and actually that's not how it was. They actually took rags and just shreds just to protect him and keep him warm and protect him from the elements of the manger. And it's actually interesting, as Jesus was wrapped with all types of wrappings during his life. At birth, they used the swaddling clothes. And then at his death, he was wrapped in thorns. And then when he was wrapped with a linen shroud in a borrowed tomb and wrapped by a rock before it was rolled away at his resurrection. These rags of love represent the protection that he provides for us each and every day. And Jesus is a cover for our very souls. However, before a man can put on the Lord Jesus Christ, he can be clothed in holiness, he needs to take off his filthy cloaks and covers of wickedness, and he must be stripped of his filthy rags, that he may be clothed with the Spirit and graces of Christ, which is Ephesians 2:22. Although other garments may be purchased with money, the garment of Christ is freely given without a price. While other garments wear out with repeated usage, the garment of Christ gets better and better the longer you use it and becomes more excellent. The gift of God cannot be purchased with money. Clothes only provide attractiveness for men and women, but Christ renders a man or woman lovely in the sight of God. Another facet of this gift, and I'm sorry that I'm just standing here reading. I just felt like you wanted to share this. Another facet of this gift is a manger. In the manger, we receive the gift of life. While the manger held food to nourish animals, the glorious words of Christ sustain our soul. For the bread of God he is which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. In the manger, we encounter the presence of God's love, and we are given the gift of life of Jesus. And what a precious life it is. He is an example to each of us. He shows us how to live and how to have real joy and life and worship, to be obedient to God and to love the unlovely, to have compassion for the helpless, to give joy to the hopeless, and to stand up for God's enemies, to love those who persecute us, and to stand up against sin and win. And his words try to encourage us, and it says, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up to everlasting life. His words comfort us. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. His words touch our lives, they give us peace, and in the manger we are given the gift of life. And finally, the Savior himself. The idea is that of deliverance, of being saved from terrible disaster that leads to death. Well, history records many men that did fabulous things. Noah, Joseph, Moses, David, our founding fathers of our great country. No one can compare to Jesus. The greatest Savior this world has ever known was born over 2,000 years ago. Our Savior fought for a price more precious than gold, silver, or diamonds. He fought for our souls. For what can we give in exchange for our souls? With three rough nails and an old rugged cross, he defeated Satan, death, and the grave. He now resides in heaven, sitting in the right arm of the Father, and he just longs to hear from his children. And as the firstborn from the dead, he saves us to live with God eternally. He saves us to be the citizens of the new heaven and earth, and for those filled with his grace, he saves us to rule and reign over the universe with him for all of eternity. So I guess what are we looking for when we get a gift? We are looking for hope. And I think that, you know, we don't find that in the world. And we are called New Hope. And people don't understand that, like, for instance, my friend Allie, her mom passed away suddenly. Pastor Steve's dad passed away suddenly. Like, if they didn't have Jesus, like, what do they hope for? Like, what do they have to look forward to? You know, I'm sure that, like Allie, I shared with the fire department Wednesday night. Allie obviously was very heartbroken that she lost her mom suddenly at 54 years old. But she is such at peace because she has hope in Jesus, and that he, what the enemy made for bad in this family, he turned around for good, and she was able to, they were able to get her pulse back when they did CPR. So she wasn't able to breathe on her own, but her pulse was back, so her organs were still good. So she is praising God, and she said she has never felt closer to God than she does in this moment. She was able to donate her organs. So she said somebody this Christmas is going to be able to see. Somebody is going to be able to have new lungs and a new heart and, you know, whatever else she was able to donate. So, I mean, for Allie and her dad, and I don't know her brother very well, so I don't know how he was really coming with all this, but I talked to, obviously, her and her dad. And, like, it's just a wonderful thing to have hope in Jesus. And, I think this was a lot for me personally, because when I was doing this last night, I really felt convicted that, he has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And I believe that we're not stepping out into what he has planned for us. And me being kind of shy, when I offered to do this, I wasn't nervous at all. I was like, God has this. I don't really need to do anything. And when I was working on this last night, we had several visitors over at the garage, and yeah, I wanted to be over there, but I knew I couldn't be. I needed to be home and just listen to worship music and work on this. And I just think that God has so many plans for us, each and every one of us. And it's really time that we kind of just step out and do what we're called to do. And so when we look at the nice wrapped up boxes with the pretty bow that Tammy brought me, thank you, they promise us a lot. And we take them many times with excitement and anticipation, hoping that we have finally found what we're looking for. But when we open them, they are usually empty, worthless, and hopeless. God has given us a gift, the greatest gift of all, Jesus, his one and only Son. When we look into the stall on the day of his birth, we see the gifts of God wrapped around him. We see the clothes of love, the manger of life, and the Savior resting within. As a parent, you find it exciting when your kids come out Christmas morning at 5 in the morning, or sometimes 4. But how would you feel if they didn't wake up, like you had to go wake them up? Then you drag them out in front of the tree, and they aren't excited at all, and you make them open up the presents, and then they're like, yeah, thanks, Mom and Dad, and they go put it in the closet. Like, that would hurt your feelings. You know, you put a lot of time and effort into doing this. Well, our God gave his one and only Son, and a lot of times we put him up on a shelf. We put him away in a closet until we need him. And I really think that resonated with me, because I don't think I've put him on a shelf, but I don't think I've utilized and given him enough thanks for what he's done in my life. So he's off the shelf now, though. And maybe you are here today, and you're a Christian who has the gift of God's Son in the closet. You opened it up several years ago, but you haven't really done much with it. And we really need to not forget about it, and we need to take it out of the closet and use the gift that God has given to us. And don't take it for granted, because I know that God doesn't leave us, but when we walk away from him, we're not under that umbrella of protection anymore. You know, we're kind of out in the world, and we can be out in the world, but we're not supposed to be of the world. So don't just put aside that gift and open up all the world's gifts, because you'll be really disappointed. And if you have put God's gift aside, chances are your life isn't going too well. And on this Christmas, why don't we all just get the gift out of the closet, find the box that he's given you, and renew your relationship with him. It's a gift God knows you need and will enjoy. He's been waiting a while for us to use it. Maybe you are here today and have never opened the gift of God. Maybe with the hustle and bustle and opening the empty boxes, the world has given you. God has given you his son, the greatest gift of all. I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And remember that little girl, and someone played a trick on her, the box was empty. Which box will you open this Christmas? An empty box that the world gives you, or the box that God has given you, the gift of Jesus? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So I would like, I want to play a song that's very special to me. And I really think that God has laid it on my heart for the past couple weeks, actually. And it seemed like an opportune time to play it today. And the altar is open. You can stay in your seat. You can come up to the altar. But really just use this as a time to know that you're going to, use this day, don't let it just be a song. Let it really be just a way to say, God, I want to open that gift. I want to take it out of the closet. I want to be able to be used by you. Just say, I'm here. Use me. And just give him the gift back. Like give him the gift that you're opening his gift of Jesus.